We're going to be reading The Emperor's New Clothes. Follow along in your book as I read out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear. Ready? The Emperor's New Clothes by Hans Christian Andersen. Retold and illustrated by Nadine Bernard Westcott. There once lived an emperor who was very fond of new clothes. While other kings might like to parade their soldiers or spend an evening at the theater, there was nothing this emperor loved more than trying on new clothes, which his servants would bring him in great stacks, morning, noon, and night. Other servants toiled endlessly to keep the emperor's vast wardrobe cleaned and pressed. The kingdom's most learned scholars were kept constantly on hand to advise him on his choice of clothing. Any outfit the emperor might desire must be ready for him at a moment's notice. The emperor had a different outfit for every hour of the day, and clothes for each day of the week. For no matter how great or small the occasion, he wanted to wear just the right clothes to make his subjects see him as a wise and able ruler. But his outfits never seemed quite right, and his clothes were apt to turn up in the most inconvenient places. Not even his wife or his most trusted ministers could persuade him that he need not worry so much about his royal attire. One day, two swindlers traveled to the castle pretending to be weavers. "We can weave the most beautiful cloth imaginable," the first told the emperor. "And what is more, the clothes made from our fabrics are invisible to anyone who is either foolish or unfit for his office." "Not everyone, of course, is able to wear such finery," added the second. "But they are obviously the perfect clothes for a wise ruler like yourself." The emperor thought of how wisely he could rule his people if only he had such an outfit. "Why, not only would I look grand, but with those clothes on, I could find out which of my ministers is unfit for his post. I could tell the wise from the foolish. This cloth must be woven for me at once." The weavers set up their looms and worked late into the night. No one was allowed to see their work until the emperor sent his wisest and most trusted minister to see what had been made. The weavers begged the minister to step closer. They named all the colors and described the pattern in great detail. The minister paid close attention to all they said, for, unable to believe his own eyes, he wanted to be able to repeat it exactly to the emperor. The minister hurried back and described the new clothes to the emperor exactly as they had been described to him. "Why, you must wear them tomorrow in the royal procession," the emperor's wife cried. "It is the perfect chance to show all of your subjects what a wise and magnificent ruler you are." The next morning, the weavers at last announced, "The clothes are finished." They brought in the royal robes and dressed the emperor in them, taking great care to see that there were no loose threads and that the royal garments hung just right. The emperor could scarcely believe his eyes, but he kept quiet as a mouse, lest his subjects think him a fool. People had come from every corner of the kingdom to see the magnificent new clothes. As the emperor set forth in the royal procession, the crowd grew silent. "My new clothes must be so stunning, no one can find the right words to praise them," thought the emperor. He lifted his head and marched on proudly until a small child's voice could be heard clearly to say,
"But he has no clothes on."
"He has no clothes on," the people echoed, each feeling secretly foolish not to have spoken up earlier. What could the emperor possibly do now? Without any of his royal outfits to help him look intelligent or brave, the emperor realized it was more important now than ever to act like a king. He lifted his head even higher and stood even taller and continued the procession. Never had he felt so foolish, but never had he acted so wisely. Seeing their ruler's extraordinary courage, the crowd began to cheer more loudly than the emperor had ever heard them. "Long live the king!" And that's the end of The Emperor's New Clothes.